ThisEpicLife.com presents The Manifesto, Chapter 12, Defining Our Non-Negotiables. Non-negotiable number 5, work. By now, the institutionalized worker bee part of us may be asking, how can you get away with putting work at number 5 on your non-negotiables? We all have bills to pay. Doesn't it deserve or demand higher priority? The short answer is yes, it does. All of the work on ourselves and families is meaningless if we're not adding value to the outside world through our service and creativity. We owe it to the world to contribute every shred of passion and creativity we have to offer. That is our work. By placing work in the outermost orbit from the spiritual center, it receives the benefit of each of the force multipliers that come before. Many of us have made the mistake of placing work at the center of our galaxies, sacrificing health, relationships, and potentially greater financial reward because we were too consumed with toiling away in the trench. Work becomes an all-consuming obsession, our chief distraction from higher ideals, and our go-to excuse for self-neglect. Our work turned on us, but how does that happen so easily? What we do can too easily get mistaken for who we are, but for good reason. If we found a great fit in a job, our work employs our talents and skill sets and provides the means for elevating our quality of life. It's a beautiful transactional relationship and definitely one worth making the effort to understand, nurture, and maximize. Work becomes the stage where we put our talents to use in the service of others. Day jobs were always part of my equation because I was never comfortable with the struggling artist lifestyle. Of course, I have mad respect for artists and the sacrifices they make for the work, but my lens put family and homestead on a higher pedestal. Once while on tour, I played 11 shows in 7 days before getting the luxury of showering. I would raid local thrift stores for disposable stage wear. It was hardcore, and I can appreciate it now, but sweet biscuits, did I reek! Gail and I moved to LA a few months after we were married, and getting a job with benefits was high on the list. I settled into working in the home entertainment division of a movie studio. This was the DVD boom, and business was exploding. Single mass retail accounts carried sales goals north of $70 million, and the demand for our janky catalog of films was mind-blowing. I supported a region of outside sales reps, all of whom worked from home. Every week I'd FedEx their mail, build elaborate pitch decks for meetings, and draft sales letters. One rep in particular became the blueprint for my current career in sales. At 31, he carried our largest account and sales goal and crushed it every quarter. He had a natural, infectious charisma. Both clients and internal teams loved the guy. Every time he flew in from Minneapolis felt like an event. We spent a lot of time together traveling and working conferences, sharing greater ambitions of freedom and family as we went. He was obsessive about music, especially reggae. He taught me everything I needed to know as far as servicing clients, maintaining autonomy, and staying motivated. I hipped him to countless bands, relayed old touring stories, and willingly accepted insane dares, once cannonballing into a pool wearing a three-piece suit in front of hundreds of conference attendees. Another pivotal role model when I needed it, he showed me that the paths to becoming a rock star weren't limited to music alone. Once, after attending a private set by the Foo Fighters, we made a serious dent in the minibar. We were looking out over the vast expanse of nighttime Hollywood, cackling like hyenas. Never once did we feel like corporate slaves, because we were anything but. Section 2, The Path to Full Life Integration. As we were leaving Chicago years later, I landed my current gig in digital media sales. My company was opening a field office in Ohio. The territory would stretch from my front door in Akron, south through Cincinnati to Louisville, Kentucky, north to Rochester, New York, east to Pittsburgh, and west at times to include portions of Chicago. This opportunity was a good 10x beyond my skill set at the time. Intense levels of self-improvement were needed to grow into my new work role while simultaneously expanding all other facets of my life. I had already hopped the personal development train in Chicago, but the magnitude of this new job and household forced a steep upgrade. I devoured anything I could read on sales, digital media, and attitude. This deepened my spiritual seeking, which led to increased mileage in my runs, more yearning for family time, and more creative expression to balance me out. In opposition to the work-centered universe described earlier, the demands of my work required mandatory upgrades for each of the other areas of my life. In this process, each non-negotiable became mutually supportive scaffolding. Capable of sustaining more cumulative weight, yet flexible enough to adjust for unusual demands in any one area. When a new baby arrived, the family non-negotiable needed to expand. When it was time to train or heal, vitality shifted into position. and our work demands ceaselessly expand and contract depending on the season. Not one of these components can atrophy. They are not negotiable, even with us. We finish what we start because that is who we are and what we do. We show up, and once engaged, we are all in. Life success, then, cannot be gauged by measuring growth in any single area. It's Earl Nightingale's progressive realization within all areas that creates the fully integrated life. If failure is an option in any area, I'd argue that its inclusion is negotiable. Remove it, move on without it, and rock the hell out of the rest. Success is the realized, continual expansion of each of our non-negotiables. It is in the remembering of who we really are, as that 80s robot Voltron, the fully integrated, experienced, and capable life. We need immediate access to our past badassery to conquer whatever distance lies in front of us.
Thanks for listening to this Epic Life podcast. You can subscribe to future episodes on iTunes. Hit us up on Twitter @ThisEpicLife. And to receive a free, complete workbook of all full life integration exercises, please stop by thisepiclife.com. You can sign up in the upper right. Thanks, and namaste.